Blog Talk Radio.
Over and over again, we say that new beginnings is not just for the young. Amen. And I thank God that He gives me a second chance. So, as we move on, we'd like to thank you for tuning in this evening. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday. Every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Amen. For those of you who have tuned in by internet, if you would like to participate, we're an interactive Bible study. And the call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. Call in and you can participate in the discussion that we have each and every Wednesday. Amen. This evening we're going to be in Atlanta with our one of our favorites, Amen, Pastor Cook, and she will be speaking from the book of the book of Matthew.
It's
I did not see it on my screen.
It's
Mark 5, 6 through 9. Amen. Mark 5, 6 through 9. I knew it would come. Amen. Hallelujah. As we get restarted, we're going to have prayer and for the sick and afflicted, those who are asking for prayer online. And if you have someone that you would like to pray for, amen, that's one of the reasons that we're here to pray for you. Amen. So as we sit in our prayers for this evening, we'd like to pray for Pastor Paul Robinson from out of Tennessee. Amen. Minister Bill Robinson from out of Atlanta. Stuart Hawthorne, he is located in Cleveland, Ohio, in a nursing home. And we'd like to pray because he's having surgery May 22nd. We'd like to pray that the surgery goes well. Amen. Tanette Dickerson is out of Alabama. She requires prayer as well. And we'd also like to add, as we come into the end of the school year, for all the children, all the kids,
yes,
students who are in school, we'd like to pray for them as they come to a end of the year, and sometimes the students make poor decisions because they feel it's the end of the year. So we're going to pray that they have clarity and their decisions are clear and they know the difference between right and wrong, and they would always do what's right. Amen. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for this day. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for our speaker. We ask, Heavenly Father, Lord, for all those names that we've lifted up, that you would minister to them accordingly. You know what their needs and desires are. And that's what we love about you. You're God who's everywhere. You're not just focused on one place, but you're focused on all of your children. And, Father, each and every one that we lifted up has a need. And, Lord, Father, we ask that you would take care of this need. Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, for Stuart Hawthorne, who's coming into his time of surgery. We pray, Heavenly Father, Lord, that the doctors would minister, Heavenly Father, through his surgery, Heavenly Father, and that everything would come out well. Lord, Father, we ask that you would put a covering on all the others that we've asked for, Jeanette Dickerson, who has asked for a prayer as well. Lord, Father, we ask that you would just cover them by the blood of Jesus. Lord, Father, we know that when you're in the picture, when you're anytime near, Heavenly Father, things begin to happen for the good. And, Lord, Father, we claim victory over all those things we've spoken of. And we even ask, Heavenly Father, that you would just put your hands around those that we have not even named, that those that we don't even know. Lord, Father, we know if there's a time that we need prayer, it's right now. So we submit our prayers up. Lord, Father, we pray for the speaker this evening, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you would continue to give her clarity as she speaks to us, Heavenly Father, the word of God. Lord, Father, we pray that you would direct her footsteps, Heavenly Father, not only on air, Heavenly Father, but you would pray that you would bless her off air, Heavenly Father. Lord, and all her steps are ordered by the Lord. Father, we thank you for all those that tuned in. And, Lord, we give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. You are truly worthy. And it's in the magnificent name of Jesus that we claim it all. We claim it all right now by the blood of Jesus, that no weapons that are formed against them shall prosper. We thank you for the majestic name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. As we move forward, we're going to move on over into Atlanta. Pastor Cook, and we also like to pray for her newly show, which is on YouTube, and it's called You Are Beauty. That's a talk show on YouTube. So we'd like for you to, if you get an opportunity, to tune in and to listen as they move forward on their talk show. We just pray that it's prosperous and that they are used by you. We're going to move on over again. As I say, we're not going to prolong over into Atlanta, and we're going to turn it on over to you, Pastor Cook. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Mm. I hope everyone had a good day today. Good weather in Atlanta, so it was a good day. And I praise God for this day that we had never seen before. And I thank God that it was a prosperous day for me. Amen. And I hope it was prosperous for you on today. Amen. I'm going to go to a familiar passage of scripture. I'm not going to be long, but as Pastor Elder Clay has said, he said that this is an interacting Bible study. And tonight I just want you to interject with me and talk back to me and let me know what you think. Amen. Because this lesson today is an interacting lesson today. So I don't want to do all the talking. Amen. I don't mind people interjecting. I don't mind people coming on and saying what they feel. Amen. And I hope this be a blessing unto you. We're going to go to the book of Mark, the 5th chapter, verses 6 through 9. I'm just going to give you a brief of what's happening in the scripture, but I want you to take your time and read the scripture totally, amen, the whole chapter totally, but just for sake of time, I'm going to just do a brief. And here it goes in the 6th verse, Mark the 5th chapter, verses 6 through 9. When he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and worshiped him. He cried out with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you by God that you do not torment me." For he said to him, "Come out of the man, unclean spirit." Then he asked him, "What is your name?" You have to mute your phone because I can hear you. Amen.
Okay, I know which one it is, what number it is.
And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And the word of God is blessed. And I was going with the topic that I gave Elder Clay, come out, Jesus is here. But the Lord is leading me somewhere else. So I want you to bear with me tonight because this is just from the press, right off the press. So bear with me tonight. Amen. And so let's go into the text. I'm just going to give you a brief synopsis, just paint the picture for you a little bit of what's happening in this particular chapter. Here we find a particular man that was demon-possessed. Amen. He was controlled by a spirit. In other words, he was like a madman. If I could paint the picture to you a little bit more, if you ever seen the story or watched the show Incredible Hulk, amen, and how crazy and radical Incredible Hulk was, this particular man was like this in this particular chapter. He was out of his mind. The Bible says that he was so out of his mind that he would cut himself with stones. He would torment himself because he was in so much in a disarray and controlled by the spirit. Amen. The Bible says that he had different personalities. I'm going slow with this because I want you to understand what's happening in the text. And this is Bible study. Amen. And this man was so very his personality changed so drastically. People didn't know who he was because he was under the demonic influence. And if anybody knows about demon-possessed people, you know that they're not in their right mind.
Amen.
They're somebody else. They have personalities that comes out of them that is not the norm and not them. The Bible also says that he was like a person that was totally intoxicated. When somebody is totally drunk and how they act erotic, cursing and want to fight want to hurt themselves. Amen. And this particular man's behavior was so extraordinary that they tried, the Bible said, they tried to chain him. Hallelujah. They tried to chain him and bind him up to stop him. But his strength was so strong that they could not hold him down. It could not tame them. This spirit that he had controlled him so much that gave him the extra strength to break out. Amen. If you remember the Incredible Hulk, when he would break out of his shirt when he got angry, amen, and
yeah.
He would break out, and this is what this man was doing in the scripture. He was out of control, and nobody can contain him. But the Bible says when he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and worshiped him. Amen. When I looked at the particular scripture, it made me realize that, you know, he knew he was tired of what he was in. Amen. And he needed to get out of this. He was hurting. He was in pain. His mind was messed up. And he was like, I got to come out of this. And some of you are like that today, how you in so much stuff and the enemy is crowding your mind so much. And you're just saying, Lord, Here I am. You bow to the Lord. You worship God and say, God, take this away. And that particular scripture in the sixth verse was letting you know that he was saying, Lord, take this away. I'm here to worship you. I need your help. I need your deliverance because I can't take it no more. And that's how the enemy do sometimes when the enemy comes like a flood in your life and you begin to feel like, God, where are you? I need you. I'm in pain. There's so much discomfort going on in my life. I need a way out. And this man needed a way out. And he began to worship him. And not because he just bowed down to worship him, he also bowed down to plead with Jesus. And he pleaded with Jesus not to torment him. This is what I get out of this as well, is that he knew, the Spirit knew who Jesus was.
Amen.
He knew he messed up. He knew what he was doing wrong. And he pleads with Jesus, not just worship him, but he pleads with Jesus, says, please do not torment me, but I need to be delivered. I need you to take this away, but don't torment me. And so that lets me know that he knew who Jesus was. Amen. Any questions as I move forward?
Keep going.
Amen. He knew who Jesus
Amen.
Was. And so he said, don't torment me, but just take this away. And I found this was ironic because I noted that the tormentor was pleading to God not to torment him. Amen. If you understand what I'm saying right
yes.
there. He's saying, the tormentor is like, don't torment me, even though he torments this man.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Putting him in bondage and destroying him and changing his personality. Here he's telling Jesus, don't torment me. Hallelujah. I just seen that ironic, how he was pleading with the Lord. Amen. And so the Bible goes on to say that he cried out with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you by God that you do not torment me. Once again, that was a spiritual insight that the devil had. He recognized, like I said, that the Lord Jesus was the Son of God. Amen. And see, and
Amen.
When I looked at that as well, it showed me that if you are in God and you in Christ, and you have him in your life, you have the same power and authority in your tongue, in your mouth,
Amen.
To cast the devil out of your life. See, you don't have to be going through what you're going through. The power is in your tongue. Amen. Just like Jesus went to this man, You could do the same thing to your situation. Amen. You could come out of whatever you're dealing with and use your mouth. Use the gift. Use the power that's in your mouth. Amen. You can cast devils out too. All you got to do is use your power and authority that God has given unto you.
Yeah.
Amen. And the truth of the matter is, when I looked at this, the devil is scared of you anyway. You have more power than he does. Amen. And sometimes we don't feel that way because the enemy drowns us in our ear. He speaks the negativity in our ear. He tells you that you can't make it, you can't do it. And he makes you feel that you're defeated, but you're not defeated today. I just come to talk to you today. I'm not coming to preach to you today, but I just come to have conversation with you today and to encourage you that you can make it. You can be delivered out of every situation that you're in.
Yes.
Amen. Any questions?
Amen.
Amen.
That power lies in you as well. You have that gift. You have that authority.
Yeah.
Like Elder Clay was talking about my talk show, I had one of my episode was low self-esteem, and I wanted to talk to the ladies and men about low self-esteem because that's a spirit too. That's a demonic spirit that embodies us as women and men. And I begin to tell the people this: power in your tongue. And once you speak those powerful words in the atmosphere, you can set your atmosphere, you can set your environment. Amen.
Yes.
Your words are powerful.
Amen.
And your environment has to be conducive to your words that you set out in the atmosphere. So if you start saying, I'm blessed, your atmosphere will be blessed.
Yes, I'm healed.
You are healed. Amen. So we have the power. Don't let the enemy tell you that you don't have the power, because the truth of the matter is he is scared of you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because if you got Jesus in your life, my God, my God, things can happen in your life. Any questions? Any comments?
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Yes, there is authority in your tongue. There's authority in your mouth. All you got to do is activate it, use it. God has given it to you. Amen. So you don't have to be down and trouted and dismay and despair. Know that you could come out of it. When the enemy comes like a flood and he begins to speak these things into your words, in your ear, begin to rebuke him. And cast him out. And he will flee. Amen?
Yes,
amen.
Yes,
and so, any questions? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Mm. And the Bible says, for he said to him, come out of the man, unclean spirit. That's the authority that Jesus had and the power that I'm talking about. And he told the man, that spirit, to come out of him. Unclean spirit, come out of him. Amen. And don't you know that that spirit had to take command of that? He had to obey that? Amen. Because the enemy knows that he's no match to Jesus. The enemy is no match to you. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because you belong to God.
Mm-hmm.
He's no match to you. Amen. So you have the power. You have the authority to speak to that devil and speak to that devil and say, get up out of here in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And the devil has to flee. Amen. He has to follow that command because you belong to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he has to go, because you belong to Jesus.
Amen.
Because he's no match to you when you have God in your life. Amen.
Uh-huh.
He can't harm you as long as you got Jesus in your life. He may think that, but he doesn't. Amen. Any questions?
Amen. It's good word.
Amen. Amen. So he is no match to you. You could conquer anything that the enemy brings to you. You're not defeated today. You have to stand up to that devil and let him know, not today. Because sometimes I got to do that at my job. Because these people get on my last nerve. And when they come act a fool, I go and rebuke them openly and say, get out of here today, because you're not going to mess up my atmosphere. You're not going to mess up my day today.
Amen.
And you have to talk to that devil. Don't let him get away with that. Move him out your way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
The Bible says there's no place for the devil. Don't let the devil linger around anywhere. You see him, begin to cast him out.
Amen.
Yes.
Begin to plead the blood. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Over your life. Hallelujah. I say tonight, there's power. I say it again, there's power in your tongue.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we have
Hallelujah.
To learn to use it and activate
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Because God has given it unto you.
Yeah.
That's one of the gifts. Amen. Amen. Any questions?
It's good stuff. All right.
Uh-huh. Yes. Hallelujah. He said, for he said, the eighth verse, for he said to him, come out of the man, unclean spirit. He had to go. That devil had to go. Amen. Mm-hmm. He had to leave the man. Amen. And so we go to the ninth verse and says, then he said, then he asked him, what is your name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. This man had a lot of demons in him.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Legions, meaning many, many of them were tormenting him. So I could imagine what was going on in his head. Like, in other words, different voices talking into his head.
Yeah.
Making him do different things that is not the norm.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So he had a lot of this going on in his mind and in his body, because after it went to after it was in his mind, he reacted. His behavior changed. It became erratical.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing things that wasn't the norm. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so it tormented him. And if anybody know what the word torment means, amen, he was just distraught.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was hurting himself.
Vexed.
Because of these spirits that were talking to him. Amen. Any questions as I move forward?
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to be careful who you allow in your ear gate.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they want that you ask the Lord to cover your ear and anoint
Amen.
Your ear. Because people are talking in your ear that does not mean no good to you.
That's
and
good.
You be mm-hmm. around people and you listening to people that will cause you to behavior, have negative, exhibit negative behavior. That's why you can't have everybody in your circle.
Amen.
That's why it's important that you have positive people around you, speaking positive things in your ear. Because if not, you will be tormented. And then you wonder, why, how did I get here?
Mm-hmm.
The people that you allow to speak in your ear.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. It's important that you don't allow everybody in your ear.
Amen.
Because they
That's
can
right.
contaminate your environment.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And you find yourself going to places where, what? I don't belong in this strip
mm-hmm.
club.
That's right.
I don't
mm-hmm.
belong at this bar.
Mm-hmm.
I don't belong in this man's
bed.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Of a man's, you know. Come
mm-hmm.
on now. I don't belong sleeping with somebody else's husband.
Amen. Amen.
You find yourself in places when you allow things and people to speak in your ear. That's why you got to guard your anointing.
Mm-hmm.
I know every day I got to guard my anointing because the enemy comes. Because he know where I'm going. He know where God
mm-hmm.
is taking me. And he comes. And I have to rebuke him.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to have a clear mind. And I have to stay in the word of God.
That's
I have
right.
to meditate day and night. Joshua says
mm-hmm.
that. 1 and 8.
Mm-hmm.
That you have to meditate on this word day and night.
Amen.
Because if you don't meditate on this word, that's when the enemy comes.
Amen.
And begins to fill up your ear.
Mm-hmm.
My God, my God. My God.
Good word.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Any questions? Y'all quiet tonight.
Well, I'm going to break the ice. I'm going to break the ice.
Uh-huh.
And the reason I want to break the ice is, I don't know, I keep focusing on verse 6. And my Bible, I'm using the ESV, the English Standard Version, the ESV. And it says here, and when he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and fell down before him.
Mm-hmm.
And crying out with a loud voice, he said, "What have you to do with me, Jesus?" And I keep looking at that. And when I look at that, the key word I see is afar. When I think of afar, I'm someone who is far away, at a distance. So if you're at a distance, we're starting to hear background. Please make sure that you mute your mics. We can hear things in the background. If you're moving anything or touching anything, it comes through the mics, and it also distracts, you know, our speakers. So please be cognizant. Mute your phones, you know, until you're ready to speak, please. But as I wanted to say, in terms of afar, you know, and how many, it's almost like at that time, he could have run. He could have ran away. He could have ran
mm-hmm.
away. And when I look at it in terms of afar, it, he came running to Jesus because he knew that he could not get away. It didn't make a difference how far he ran ahead of Jesus that he was not going to be able to get away. And I think about the situation that people are in at this time now. When you're in a situation, you know, we submit ourselves to Jesus, but how many fall down before him? Prostrate. How many fall down before him? I mean, I'm talking about surrendering totally. So when I look
mm-hmm.
at that, you know, that grabs me, you know, because oftentimes, you know, we ask for prayer or we go in prayer. But how often do we submit ourselves by falling down before Jesus? I'm not talking about this. It doesn't have to be at church. I'm talking about when you know that you're in a situation where you're not supposed to be, and rather than trying to run away and get away from the situation, but knowing who Jesus
uh-huh.
is and falling before Jesus because you know the authority and the power that Jesus has. It's almost like you know what you're doing. You know that you're in the wrong, but yet you also know Jesus. And know
right.
the power that Jesus has. So I just think in terms of society today that sometimes we can get off track. We can get lost
mm-hmm.
in situations that kind of lead us astray. But yet we know who Christ is.
That's right.
It might be somebody that may have backslidden. You know, I'm just thinking off the top of my head in terms of things that people go through. But the key I'm looking at here is he fell down before him. And when I think about that, I'm thinking about laying prostrate. And maybe some of you might not understand what I'm talking about in terms of laying prostrate, but I'm talking about laying on your face and surrendering to Christ, surrendering to God. So I just wanted to note on that piece there when he saw Jesus fall. I said, yeah, he could have ran. He could have ran away. He could have ran away. But yet he ran, rather running away, he ran to Jesus because of the power and the authority that Jesus had. So I just wanted to share that part. And I hope I didn't throw you off track.
No, that's okay. And that's a good point, too, because when he even bowed down to worship him, and he also bowed down to plead with Jesus, you know, like you said, even though I've done wrong, but God, I still need you. You know, even though I went astray, even though I disobeyed you, even though I did the wrong thing, I need you because my wrong thing caused me to be in the situation I'm in, and I need you to deliver me.
Yes.
That's why I say Jesus is here. You could come out of no matter what you've done. Go to Jesus, and he will deliver you, just like he did with this man. He had demonic spirits, legions on him. But what Jesus did, he, like Elder said, he didn't run. He came and he helped him. Even though he's dealing with evil spirits, he still helped him. So I say there's still a way out. There's a way out. You don't have to be in your situation that you're in. You don't have to deal with what you're dealing with right now. God can deliver you.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to go to him, just like the man did, just like the man with the demons. The man that had the demons in him, he went to Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
That's
good. So, 9th verse, then he asked him, what is your name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many.
Mm-hmm.
We find here that the spirit, the demon spirit, was talking to God. He identified who Jesus was.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He identified who he was. Go ahead.
That's good.
I
was going to say, and what I liked about that is it didn't matter how many spirits, it didn't matter the legions of spirits this man had. He had to come under those spirits had to come under the subjection of the power of God, which you said earlier that we have that power because Christ is in us. So when we step in, or when we're in a situation, it's so much in this message, it's so much that when we step into a situation, we can speak those things. That's where the power is, and it comes from within us because the power is in us. He is in us, you know. So when we speak that to the situation or speak to that thing that is maybe tormenting us or tormenting that individual, we can speak those things and bring it out because of the power of Christ that's in us. You know,
right.
I just wanted to
say
that. And those are thought, you know, whatever it is, it could be that being demon possessed and the demons are possessing you in your finances, in your health, wherever it is. Wherever it is, we can speak it and use the power that the Lord has given us, the power and authority, which is him, to speak those things out of us.
That's right. Amen.
So much in this.
And I was talking to my friend the other day, and she was talking about how what she was going through and she was coming against a lot of things. And I was like, girl, you need to speak to that thing and tell them it got to go.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you holding on to those things?
Amen.
Don't let them take residence. This is how I talk. Don't let them take residence
mm-hmm.
in you. Begin to get mm-hmm. that thing out of you. Amen. They don't live here.
Amen.
Yeah.
Evict them.
Mm-hmm.
It's in your tongue, so you don't have to say, woe is me. You don't have to be like, oh, my goodness. This. You don't have to be that way. Begin to evict that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Evict it out of your house. Give them an eviction notice.
Yeah. And then when he tries to come back, says there is no more vacancy. There's because we are filled up. There's no vacancy. That demon can't come back.
Because
there's no more vacancy.
Amen.
Yes. I like that. Filled up. Filled up with the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Yes, filled up.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Yes, hallelujah.
It's a good word.
Amen.
And even when you're talking about, you know, when you got need healing in your body,
mm-hmm.
cancer, be gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's
yes.
how I speak. When I have a headache, I be like, headache, be gone in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You don't live here. I evict mm-hmm. you.
And
even though the symptom is still, because I'm thinking about the cancer and headaches and everything, and even though the symptom is still there, the root, because of the word, the root cause of it is being burnt up because of the power of the word, the
mm-hmm.
spoken word of God.
Mm.
That's right.
Mm.
Listen, saints, we got the power.
Because even when you take medication, you know, the medication doesn't work instantaneous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could take a pill for that headache, and you have to wait on that to kick in. But
mm-hmm.
see, we don't have to wait on, even though we, and I know it sounds like I'm, you know, I'm talking both ways, both sides of my mouth, but even with the word of God, even though, we don't, because the word of God is a spirit. So we speak to that spirit. We speak to that headache.
Right.
And even
right.
though our the symptoms might be there, but the root of that symptom, God has already dealt with it because we spoke it.
Amen.
Amen.
And then you have to, your actions
yes.
have to reflect what you believe.
Yes.
Your actions
that's good.
Reflect the truth. So when you speak to it, like just like taking the medication for the headache, when you speak to it, you're taking the medication for the headache. But you're
yes.
taking it believing that it's going to work.
Yes.
Not taking a chance, not
mm-hmm.
testing it, believing
right.
it's going to work.
Yes.
When you
mm-hmm.
know that you know
that you
who
know.
God is,
yes.
when you know his resume, not just the stories that you've heard of or somebody else's story,
mm-hmm.
that's right.
but you know personally,
yes.
when you know personally how God has come through, why would you think that he wouldn't this time?
Yes.
If he's done
mm-hmm.
it before, he will do it again.
Hallelujah.
That's
and
good.
We have to be reminded, and that's where we know that we're still growing up, that we haven't reached perfection, and we haven't reached the point where, you know, the level of spirituality, of maturity that Jesus was at, because we have to be reminded, just like a little child reminding them, did you brush your teeth?
Yeah.
Our grandson is staying here right now, and every morning, same thing, did you brush your teeth?
Mm-hmm.
Did you brush your teeth? Did you wash your face? Did you put lotion on?
Yeah.
Where's your book bag?
Mm-hmm.
Where
yeah.
are your shoes? My shoes. One day I won't have to say all of that.
Yeah.
One day
mm-hmm.
I won't have to say all of that because he's heard it enough, he's practiced it enough,
mm-hmm.
where it will
mm-hmm.
become automatic to him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same with
same
us
thing.
As we continue to grow in
yeah.
Christ. As we're pressed,
yes.
we continue to practice and do those things. So
mm-hmm.
one day, you won't need Sister Cook to remind us,
yes.
did
mm-hmm.
you pray?
Yes.
Remember what the Lord did last time.
Mm-hmm.
We won't need Brother John to tell us, Remember what he said before? Remember how he came through? Let's look at our prayer book. Look at our journal.
Amen.
Such and such. Because it'll be so automatic.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be automatic. Mm-hmm. And the Lord is raising us up. Praise God.
Yes.
Praise God. I love this scripture for tonight. This is a great reminder for us to remember, not just about spiritual warfare that my husband mentions all the time, but that we recognize that evil, and we recognize sin, and we recognize spiritual oppression and stuff like that, but we don't talk enough about the weapon that the Lord has given us, and that's the word.
Yes.
That's right. And he told us from the very beginning. He spoke the word.
In the very beginning.
Spoke us into existence.
Yes.
It's the word. It's speaking the word.
Yes.
It's speaking.
The word.
That's right.
Yes.
It's speaking. The word.
The word,
and folks can put curses on folks by speaking the word in that way. Turn it around. If that offends you, just imagine how much speaking a good word can bless you. Praise God and change your situation and change your atmosphere. That blessed me when you said that. Blessed me when you said that, because people will stay in a downtrodden position and depression and so forth, and just accept it as that's just the way they are. That's the way their family is. Or I have the right to be upset. I have the right to be sad. But no, you're not in the kingdom.
Yeah.
You don't have the right to behave that way in the kingdom. Put on your praise and worship music. Speak the scripture. Speak life to yourself until you feel it and keep moving.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And even if you don't feel it, you praise him on faith and knowing that your faith is in Christ. Because you know what? God's not concerned about our tears. He's not concerned. You know, he loves us just that much that he don't get me wrong, he is concerned, but that's not what moves him. Our faith moves him. And when we can pray and when we can. Yes, amen. And when we can continue to just praise,
you keep praising them no matter how you feel.
Yes,
you will feel it. You
got
to. You got to. They used to say, "Fake it till you make it." Not fake it till you make it, but you got to keep preaching the word. You got to keep stay in the word.
Yes.
So there's life in the word.
Yes.
There's
because
victory
he is
in
life.
The word.
Amen.
There's salvation in the word.
Yes.
There's your comfort. In the word, there's. I think that there's absolutely nothing that mankind can go through that you cannot go through with the word. Nothing.
And just like you said, if he did it before, he'll do it again.
Because
each day we go into different situations, because each day is not the same as the other day, but each day we go from glory to glory. He's going to do it again. He'll do it again. And just like you said, with that comes maturity. No longer will you have to tell your grandson, did you have your book bag? Did you brush? It will be automatic. Oh, here come the devil again. Oh, well, I know that's him, but praise God. Who gives us the victory?
Amen.
Amen.
In all things.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Wonderful stuff.
Amen.
Wonderful.
It is
wonderful
good.
Things that were said tonight. Amen. Amen. You got to stay in the word. You got to stay confident in God that he will do it. If he did it before,
Hallelujah.
He'll do it again. But you got to be confident about it. And, and like, you know, they've been saying, this is a reminder of who you are. This is a reminder of what you can do when the enemy comes.
Yes,
no more you can be down in trials. No more you can be in despair. Use your mouth.
Yes.
We use our mouth for everything else to get our point across.
Amen.
Yes.
Use your mouth to get delivered.
Amen.
Use your mouth to get healed.
Hallelujah.
Use your mouth to get set free.
Yes.
Hallelujah. My God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And if you use your mouth, you will
yes.
be delivered.
Yes.
God will
use
deliver
it.
You.
Amen.
And, yeah, and don't get discouraged if you don't see it right then and there. You just keep it going. Keep walking it out. Keep praising God. Keep going, 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 going. And you know what? Just like the woman that went to the king, and she just kept at him, at him, at him. And he had to give her what she wanted because she was like a fly in his face.
Mm-hmm.
She was like a fly in his face. But you know what? You just keep on, keep on. Lord, I believe, I know it. I know it to be so. Because
yes.
you said so. You cannot lie. Your word
yes.
doesn't go back void.
Yes. Yes.
It
yes.
shall
yes.
accomplish
yes.
everything. You've
yes.
given us the word.
Yes.
The word
yes.
is in our
yes.
mouth. The word is alive.
Yes.
Because you are alive. Because you
Hallelujah.
Are the word.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
And so in the end, because it's pressed for time,
mm.
he gets delivered, and God and Jesus delivers him. And once he got delivered, now he has been not naked anymore.
Mm.
He's been covered with clothes. Amen. And what I'm saying is, when you're with the, when you in, or you demon possessed, or you got the devil on you, or you doing things that's not like God, you're naked.
Yes.
Amen. You're no longer covered because you're out of the will. You're in the wilderness. You're naked now. But when God, when Jesus delivered him from the demons, he was now
yes.
covered. Amen.
Yes.
God was covered because, you know, Jesus, God is not going to be in anything that's not like that's not right. Amen.
Yes, that's right.
God is not
Nothing
in mess.
True.
Amen.
Nothing
he's not in mess. So, when you in mess, you're not covered. Anything is allowed to happen to you.
Yes,
you are uncovered.
Yes.
Amen.
That's good.
Amen.
Right there.
You are uncovered.
Yeah.
Anything could come at you.
Yeah.
Amen.
But when you
that's right.
are in that's the will of God, you are covered by God. That's why
yes.
I say God
well,
got your back.
You
when
know
you give your life to Christ and you believe in God and you do what's right, he got your back. You
don't
have to
yeah.
worry about
yeah.
anything.
Amen.
You know,
that's another sermon. That's
it
another
sure
sermon.
Is. Who's that? Who's that? Pastor Suzanne? It sure is another sermon. It sure
that's
is.
Sermon. Praise God.
Because when you said that, my mind went, I'm getting excited now. My mind went to the legions of demons this man had. So the first demon came in, and then he was unclothed, so he's susceptible to the other demons coming in. And before you know it, he had legion. He had legions of demons
That's
in him.
That's right.
Because he didn't run to Christ. At that time, whenever it was, he was running away from, and that's a lot of times people do that. They run away from Christ instead of running to Christ. And what happens with that, like even with the, God, alcohol or whatever, it's something else and then something else. And then before you know it, you got alcohol, you got drugs, those are demons and different things come in, different things. Before you know it, you got legions in you.
Amen.
My God, this is good stuff. But here steps in Christ. But here steps Christ.
Yeah. Amen. So he was naked where he allowed all those things
yes.
to come into his spirit.
Hallelujah.
That's why you have to cover
God.
God.
Mm-hmm.
That anointing.
That's good.
Because you can't allow any and everything to attach themselves
to you.
Mm-hmm.
To you.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Because you opened the door.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm.
I want to tell you this, and I always be transparent. When I was married to my husband, and he would go out in the wilderness and out there in the desert, and I used to tell him, I said, you keep it up. You're going to have more demons attached to what you're dealing with.
Yes.
You need to come in. You need to let that go and come to Jesus. And sure enough, he didn't listen. So he had stuff attached to him.
Yes.
When it became
because he was unclothed.
And he found himself doing stuff where he never thought he would do. Like, how did I get here? How did I do this?
Right.
Why am I here? My God.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's why you gotta be careful who you surround your friends.
Yes.
That you gotta be careful who you say who's your friend.
Watch out.
Who your bestie?
That's right.
You gotta be careful because people carry spirits.
That's right.
And they come.
Right.
They come. And the demons know if you're a powerful sister and your friend is weak. He's gonna try to attack that powerful sister, try to overpower it. And if you don't catch it, you'll be done. Amen.
Amen.
That's why it's important. You got to be in the Word of God. You got to be.
Yeah.
You got to live this Word. You got to eat this Word.
Yeah. That's right.
You got to study the Word, because when you're anointed and appointed by God, the enemy is going to come. I'm here to tell you, he's going to come.
That's
he's going to find many ways to come attack you. My God.
It's a good word.
Amen. Amen. And so, come out. Jesus is here. Jesus is with you. He got you. Come out of your situation. You don't have to live that way. He got you. All you need is do is get delivered, get healed, surrender unto him. Surrender tonight. I say tonight, surrender. You don't have to hold on to it any longer. No longer. Give it to him tonight. Amen. So I hope the word is blessed tonight. Amen.
That's a good word.
Amen.
That's a good word.
Good word. This is head over your dancing. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. When it gets good to you, that's all I can say. You can't hold it back. Hallelujah.
That's a good word.
My God. For those of you that tuned in, we do thank you for reminding us. And what I got from this is being reminded that this is still a spiritual warfare.
Yes, yes.
You cannot take the arm off. Okay?
Yes.
We're not at peace. You cannot take the arm off. You cannot take it off. Amen? So this was truly, truly a good word. A good word.
And you can't hide from the fight.
You can't hide.
Oh, that's good.
You can run, but you can't hide. Amen?
Can't hide from the fight.
God is omniscient, and he's omnipresent. Hallelujah. For those of you that tuned in by internet, we hope that you received a word this evening, because if you didn't, then you need to dive deeper into the word and into amen. Because we're here just to lift each other up. Remember, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. You can find that in Hebrews 11:1. Hallelujah. Pastor, look, as always, you've outdone yourself with the word that you've brought, talking about spiritual warfare, and that's just where we are. That's where we are. So I thank you. I thank you for coming and having, the heart to be able to speak on that and remind us that this is a fight that we're in. And if you feel like you've been beaten, that you can win with Jesus. So I love it. I love it. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're going to close out. And Pastor Cook, I'm going to ask you to close us out this evening. It was such an anointing word, and has served as a reminder. We are going to ask you to close it out. And for those of you, as we get ready to close, remember remember, remember, every day is a new beginning. Pastor Cook.
Yes. Yes, amen. And God, we thank you, God, for this night, God. We thank you for this opportunity that we are able to share this word with you, Lord. We pray, God, that this will be a life-changing word, God, that someone begins to take this word and begin to take it into their spirit and grasp it, God, and begin to do what you have called us to do, God. God, there is power in our tongue, God. All we have to do is use our mouth, hallelujah, to get delivered, to get healed, to get set free, God. And I pray, God, the one that's out there that are going through this, Lord God, that they realize that they could come to you, God, that you can deliver them out of the whatever situation that they're in the name of Jesus. And I plead the blood over their lives on today, God. We come against anything that's not like you in them today, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask, God, that you put back the hand of the enemy on their lives in the name of Jesus. God, that you cause the devil to cancel every assignment that he has for them right now. Dismantle the assignment, God,
right now.
The enemy has for these people, hallelujah, that's on this line today, God, that they're more than conquerors, God, that they can do all things
through
Christ Jesus that strengthens them today in the name of Jesus. We pray for healing for the pastors, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We put the blood over Pastor Robinson and hallelujah, and Atlanta, God, hallelujah, and Tennessee, God, hallelujah. We pray for them today, God. They are the men, God. They are your priesthood, God. We lift them up unto you today, God. We lay them at your feet tonight, God, that you begin to work a miracle in their lives today, God. In the name of Jesus, heal, God. Deliver them, God. Set them free from whatever that they're going through, God. In the name of Jesus, we believe, God, that you can do it, Lord God. Hallelujah. Touch the man that's in the nursing home that Elder was talking about surgery, Lord God. Oh, God, guide the hand of the surgeon, hallelujah, as you do this surgery, Lord God. Allow it to come out okay, God. Allow it to make it all right, God, in the name of Jesus. And we look for speedy recovery for him right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And whatever they're going in for, God, hallelujah, take it out, God. Whatever they're going in for him, take it out, God, in the name of Jesus. Heal him completely, God, and make him whole, God. In the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you, God. Touch everyone that's on this line today, God. Touch the one that's on the internet today, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and we thank you, Lord. We give you praise, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Remember, we love you, but God loves you most. We thank you for tuning in.
Yeah.
Please join us next week, same time, same place. Right here on Blog Talk Radio. Good night, all.
Amen. Good night.
like a dream.